Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I will deliver this intervention in place of the EU ambassador. Unfortunately, due to agenda issues, in the end, it was not possible for her to join us this morning. On behalf of the European Union and its member states, I would like to thank the Secretariat for this year's report on UNCTAD's broad range of activities in Africa. We note with appreciation UNCTAD's multifaceted work across the three pillars of work in support of African countries. As evident from the report, as well as from Director Akiwumi's presentation that we just heard, the EU and its member states financially support many of these activities. For instance, the Comprehensive Trade for Trade Program in Angola, the Consumer Protection and Competition Policies Capacity Building in Lusophone countries, or the promotion of green value chains in 40 African countries, just to mention a few. We also very much support UNCTAD's work on trade and gender in Africa. We trust that analytical tools developed through this work will allow moving beyond awareness raising, resulting in concrete actions that promote gender equality. The outlined work done by UNCTAD is a clear testament of the importance of gender equality for achieving inclusive and sustainable development. Our partnership with Africa was formalized almost 25 years ago. It is guided through regular high-level and expert meetings. The most recent summit in 2022 has set up a joint vision for 2030, outlining concrete topics on which we build our partnership, many of which are also relevant for UNCTAD's context and, in fact, complementary to many actions described in the report we're considering today. For instance, our investment into strategic corridors across Africa will boost African value chains and promote the mobility of the citizens, key driver for local, inclusive, and sustainable development. The European Commission increased our contribution to the African Development Bank to almost 1 billion euro in blending operations and guarantees for infrastructure projects in Africa as part of our 150 billion Global Gateway Investment Package for Africa. This cooperation with the African Development Bank is expected to grow even further after the signing of the new Financial Framework Partnership Agreement earlier this year. Also very recently, the EU launched a new 75 million euro Global Gateway Regional Initiative in Africa to boost youth mobility and skills. It includes an intra-Africa mobility scheme that will provide learning opportunities for students, trainees, and staff across the continent to boost high-level green and digital skills. This is yet another example of how Global Gateway aims to build local productive capacities and create solid foundations for Pan-African sustainable development in line with the 2030 agenda. For the lack of time, we cannot outline the entire scope of our partnership with African countries. Indeed, our actions include hundreds of projects spanning from digital and transport infrastructure, health, education, R&D investment, business value chain development, as well as providing preferential access to the European market. What we trust is self-evident is our commitment to support our partner countries in Africa in advancing their local capacities in a way that can result in sustainable and inclusive development. Africa is our neighbor and close partner, and we count on UNCTAD to support our shared 2030 agenda efforts in African countries. I thank you.